Following 17 years of state control and several months of deliberation, Philadelphia's public schools have a new local school board, and today, Mayor James Kenney named the 9 selections to serve on the board, which will replace the School Reform Commission July 1st. As WHYY's Avi Wolfman-Arendt reports, Kenney's appointees include a lot of new faces.
After the press conference announcing her appointment to Philadelphia's new Board of Education, Mallory Fix Lopez stood amid a throng of well-wishers and reporters in the mayor's reception room at City Hall and tried to describe her emotions.
Exciting. I think exciting is the best way, yeah. But nerve-wracking a little bit, too. More of just the newness, if that makes any sense, yeah.
Lopez teaches English as a second language at Community College of Philadelphia, serves on the neighborhood group for her local public school, and helps run a family restaurant in Point Breeze. In other words, she's not used to the media attention.
These cameras are new for me.
Of the 9 people tapped, 2 are carryovers from the old SRC, Joyce Wilkerson and Christopher McGinley. The others include social workers, consultants, educators, and a pediatrician. But they don't include the type of advocates often heard from on the Philadelphia education scene. Longtime charter school backer David Hardy said he barely recognized any of the names.
There's no advocate on this board.
But that fact doesn't worry Hardy.
I think having new faces in this space, new ideas, new perspectives in this space is a good thing. This space has been a little too incestuous.
Others were more skeptical of Kenney's appointments. Miguel Andrade was part of the Our City, Our Schools Coalition, a group that pushed for a local school board.
It feels like there's a little bit of a disconnect, especially because there were so many amazing community leaders that were put forward by community organizations and by advocacy groups.
Andrade, in particular, wanted to see more community activists.
And it's just disappointing to see that not a single one of those people was able to be on.
But for now, most observers and politicians are publicly praising the mayor's picks and privately waiting to see how the volunteer board members act on topics like funding and charter schools. Board members generally refrain from disclosing policy views Wednesday, saying they wanted to hear first from community members. The 9 appointees will start a listening tour on April 25th at Dobbins High School in North Philadelphia. Avi Wolfman-Arendt, WHYY News.